This,
let's do it,
is Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, Bay Area. The family is back together. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. Benny, Nikki, and Greg. And we are 19 minutes away from playing Secret Sound. Do you know it? $1,500 is yours if you do. Make sure you're here right at 9:20. Plus, in a couple of minutes, I want to share a letter that I received from a listener. She needs our advice.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Relationship advice.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why there's an uh-oh there? Because of the three of us, we'll all have different answers.
Yeah.
So there will be no consensus, I'm sure. I haven't even seen the letter yet, and I already know. We all three going to have different answers.
Well, hang on, because we'll read it and talk about it in a couple of minutes.
Every single morning when I wake up,
we listen to you in the morning. We love you.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Mornings.
I swear I have the most fun in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh,
are we just, like, a little delirious by now? I don't know what's happening,
yes.
But every day at 9. We woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still, I don't know. I feel like I'm more tired now, but in a fun way. Anyway. So.
I'm tired, but it's great.
Yeah. So I received this email, and I want to share it with you guys. And the whole idea is this listener wants our advice. Here's the subject. It just got real. So a friend of mine, here's a letter. A friend of mine has been trying to set me up on a date with a friend of hers. She finally convinced me, and we met for a coffee date for date number one. It was amazing. He is awesome. He's cute. He's funny. He's considerate. I literally loved everything about him. We have now been on three dates.
Okay.
However, it was on the third date when it got real. He asked me if I ever wanted to have kids. And I thought, this was it. He feels the same way I do. I told him, yes, I want kids one day. I want a big family. He said he did too, and that he loves kids. He then went on to say how excited he is to meet his first baby when it arrives in June. What? She replied. He then told me that his ex-girlfriend is pregnant. He said he was afraid to tell me from the gate because he didn't want to scare me away. Now I'm a mess. I just keep thinking about how complicated this is going to be. I'm thinking about telling him we should just take a break. Call me in 6 months if you're still interested. What should I do? Do I run away from the potential man of my dreams or give him a chance and see if we can work this out?
I say give him a chance, but take it uber slowly and see what the interaction is with the old baby mama, because you never know. A kid sometimes could reignite some stuff. Happened with my brother. He ended up getting back with his ex because the baby came. It didn't last, of course. But, yeah, I mean, it can cause some things. So you got to be very guarded here.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Well, because the thing is, she's not too deep in. But if she does walk away, she'll wonder what if. Mm-hmm. If she stays, like Greg said, she has to be fully aware of the situation. Like, she got to ask all the questions. And if he is open and honest with her, then maybe you can see. Now, I wouldn't be planning a wedding with the man, but you're three dates in. You might be there for him through the process. That could bring you guys closer together. Or if you don't want to deal with the BM, if you're just not wanting to be in a relationship with a man with a child, then you should walk away now before everybody's feelings get hurt.
Well, yeah, there's that side of it, right? Greg was saying maybe they're not over each other and they get back together. Or opposite, there's just super drama between them and you're going to be pulled into that whether you like it or not. And also, are you prepared to be a step-parent? I mean, that's the first question. That's the most important question. And also, his time is going to be limited. He's going to be crazy busy. I mean,
well,
I don't know
great,
what the...
I don't know the
custody situation or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the guy's going to be busy, and I don't know what I would do.
There's just so many factors. I dated a guy that ended up, you know, having a baby and thinking that we can work things out. But Greg hit it right there. They have to deal with another woman. You will not be woman number one. Know that, because your baby mama, any man that you're with that has a baby mama should respect her enough. And you need to know that dating a man with a BM. And then also, do you want to share your time with another woman? and a child because his attention was all on you, but now it won't be.
But you know what? Here's what I had the first inclination when I dated John, and he told me he had two kids. My first inclination was to run because I was like, I don't, this is not what I want to sign up for. It turned out the kids, maybe not the relationship, but the kids turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. So sometimes you have to move past your initial fear and see how it goes, because I loved being able to be in those kids' lives.
Well, the difference is that they started, you knew he had children. Mm-hmm. So you...
Well, not when I first met him. It was a couple dates in.
Okay, well, those babies already were in the picture in his lives. They're here. They weren't on the way. So this is a little different. Like, hi, I'm getting to know this guy. And then, wait, you're having a baby? Didn't you think you need to disclose that right away so that we wouldn't be in this position?
No, see, I don't think you have to disclose that right away.
If you got a pregnant, no. If you, fellas, if you got a pregnant lady in your life and it's your child and you don't tell me until 3 dates in, we have issues now because are you going to lie about other things?
That's not lying. He was getting to see if he liked her. There's a lot of things you don't tell people right away.
But a baby on the way.
Yeah, a baby on the way. I don't think he needed to tell her on date number one because why?
Two.
But it was the third date that he told her. But here's the thing: she's 7 months pregnant, right? I think she said June. Yeah, June the baby's due. So I feel like you guys were hooking up just 7 months ago.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference where I feel like if it was established, right, there's a 4-year-old kid, you have a kid, you already have this figured out, hopefully, and then I can read the situation better to make a decision. Yeah, I think I'm running for the hills on this.
Hold on, I can tell. Wait, didn't this friend know too? Hold on, wait. Didn't she get hooked up by her friend so her friend didn't tell her?
Oh, good point.
I don't
know. So did the friend know? Did anybody know?
Explain that.
Listen, I can tell y'all are from California, because in Texas, this ain't a big deal now. I mean, you got 2-3 kids running around, like, pregnant, dating this one, that one.
You know what?
Where
you can get me pregnant today, actually. You know what? You'll have 2 babies
right.
on the
I
way.
Mean, yeah, where I come from, this is normal. You got them in every trailer. Got kids running out that trailer, this trailer.
Okay.
Hope we helped.
So I made my decision. I'm gonna cut this off. Yeah. And yes, maybe check back in down the line, or just, you know, whatever, see how it's going, but I'm out. 3 dates in, I'm out.
I say proceed with caution.
All right.
I'm actually with Greg on this one. You won't know unless you try, so
you guys are crazy.
Out all of the way. 100% out. There's drama coming. You don't want to be a
whatever.
Part of
it. You want to be a daddy anyways. You're going to be like, oh my
That's
God,
a different
I
kind
love
of daddy, though. That's a different kind of daddy. Okay.
Of course, I say proceed with caution, but I do need to see a picture.
All right. We got to take a break because we're coming back to play Secret Sound. $1,500 is yours if you can identify the secret sound. And, of course, we will give you another clue at 9:20. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
And thank you to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. $1,500 up for grabs if you can tell us the secret sound. So here's the thing. I was trying to guess what the sound is. I was still guessing sound number two, because when we left last week on vacation, we had a different sound. Art, we told you, make sure nobody gets a winner while we're out so we can get the winner when we return.
Dude, there is only so much I can do, okay?
But here's something I see. When Benny unplugs, he unplugs. He don't check his email.
He sure has texts.
He doesn't have anything.
This morning, there were a lot of emails I missed. I guess there was a fire that happened when I was
some important
gone.
Ones. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, listen, I was, like you said, I was unplugged, baby. So what was last sound? What was it?
It was rolling Cadbury eggs across a hardwood floor.
Oh,
I was way off. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Rolling Cadbury eggs across a hardwood floor. All right. That was the last sound. We have a new sound, $1,500. And this is what it sounds like. All right. And Greg, what is a clue?
The clue is there are a lotto clues to sift through to win this sound.
Okay. We'll give that to you one more time as well. We're looking for caller 9 right now, 888-456-9970. And like I said, if you missed that clue, we'll give it to you again as soon as we get caller number 9. Good luck. We're playing Secret Sound.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
We're playing with Gina in San Mateo. Good morning, Gina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Gina. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are fabulous. Just back from vacation, refreshed and ready to give away some money.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. 15... So I can go on my vacation, huh?
There you go. You win $1,500, then you can go on vacation, Gina. But let's start by playing you the sound.
You're right.
One more time.
Okay.
All right. And Greg, can you read us that clue?
I can. There are a lotto clues to sift through to win the sound.
Hmm. All right.
A lotto clues.
A lotto. Lotto. L-O-T-T-O.
Oh, a lotto clues.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
So, okay. What do we think it is?
And going with the first ones I heard, I don't know. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to guess opening up a box of Cracker Jacks.
Oh, all right. Is it opening up a box of a Cracker Jacks? Of what?
Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks?
Cracker Jacks.
For what? Open up a jar of crackers for $1,500. Open a bunch of... Never mind. All right, go ahead. Is that the sound?
So sad. I'm sorry.
All right. That is not the secret sound, Gina. But thanks for listening,
right.
And you call back at 12:20. We're going to play again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have you never had Cracker Jacks, Benny?
Yeah, I have. Oh, okay. I honestly wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
ADD. ADD.
What's that ADD?
He's like a bird flew past my window.
Oh, look, a tree. A happy little tree.
Oh, squirrels.
There goes a butterfly.
All right, so it is not Cracker Jacks. So 12:20, call us back. We're playing again for $1,600.
On May.
It's 99.7 now, Big Bay Mornings. Were their mics on for that? Because Nikki and Greg were singing their hearts out.
Oh, my God. I still love that song.
And you guys showed me the video at the barbecue, and we were all dancing in the living room to it.
We certainly were. In fact, mm-hmm. You and Mark were freak dancing to that song
yes.
while I was recording. But I
yeah,
can't post
true.
That video.
Good times.
So, question for you, Nikki. Now, as a man, one of the things I hate most is shaving. I hate shaving my face. That's why I do it once a week, twice a week. I just do not like shaving. I know, boo-hoo, women, you have, you know, many more things to shave than I do. But do you shave your face, Nikki?
I do dermaplaning. So technically, yes, I do shave my face, but that's what we call it. And it helps with getting rid of hair, dead skin cells. It actually helps with your moisturizer and all your face products seeping in better. I go and get mine done, actually.
Yeah, this was a big deal about 5 years ago in the Real Housewives of New Jersey. They all did it. And, you know, those girls in New Jersey are pretty hairy. And so they all did it. Everybody was crazy about it. But
yeah.
It's a thing. It is definitely a thing.
And when you watch them do it, too, you don't think that you have, like, it's not visible hair. Like, not a beard or a mustache. We're talking
right.
about, like, your whole face. And you get all the little baby hairs off. And it makes your makeup look really, really good.
Yeah, so that's, I'm reading this article, which is why I asked you that question, because, yeah, they, you know, it's not just to get the little, you know, mustache hairs or any, you know, facial hair you may have, the little baby
ones. Be rough
ones,
sometimes, you know, gotta line it up.
It's to exfoliate, right, your skin?
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that the whole idea? And what are you using, though? What does it look like?
So they have those little straight-edge razors. You can go and get them at the store, Sephora, all these other places, and they're the gentle ones to just remove the hair, but you can go and get it done, and they use a medical-grade blade, pretty much, and they scrape.
And it feels good.
It's kind of scary, and I could see why guys freak out when you get the straight-edge razor
yeah.
on the neck, because when I got mine done maybe 2 weeks ago, the girl was like, so, hey, if you have to sneeze or you want to talk, I don't recommend you doing that because this is a really sharp blade on your face and it's going to hurt. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that always makes me nervous. Like, what, I'm at the barber and he's using that straight blade to clean up. I'm frozen. I don't mm-hmm. want to move. I don't even want to breathe. I don't want to swallow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything. So I'm like, he's going to slice my neck.
I love it. It feels so good, especially on the back of your neck when my barber mm-hmm. would do that. That was worth the extra $6 in tip.
And, you know, some ladies are worried about the hair growing back. And it's not the same as guys. Our facial hair is completely different. So when you go and get that done, your skin, it doesn't come back pokey. It's not like your legs. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we're putting a whole bunch of foam on our face and going through with the 4-blade razor. It's just like a little scrape and it scrapes off all this skin and then it makes everything super soft and shiny.
Well, maybe I'll return the favor for my wife today and I'll go inside right now and shave her face because I had her shave my back before vacation. The older I get, I got random patches of hair now and I don't like it. Before you know it, I'm going to have hair in my ears. I mean, is that Greg, do you have hair on your back?
No, I mean, no, not really. You know, once in a while, there's a little something back there. You know how you get those long, stringy things that are growing? You're like, you look like, how did one long Sasquatch hair grow from my back? That's so bizarre, but no, not really.
I got patches. I would ask Gar, but we already know that bears.
I've got mine tied up as a ponytail. It blows in the wind. It's braided.
Can we wax you? Please.
Yeah.
That would help. I would love to wax you.
I've been needing this help for years. Please wax me.
Oh, yes.
You'll be like Steve Carell in the 4-Year-Old Virgin when he's getting waxed.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. And then he yells,
"Como se llama?"
Yes, can we record
it? Yes, absolutely. 1,000%.
Woo!
All right, everybody. Hey, that does it for us. Thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with Big Bay Mornings. We are back live on your radio. And yes, tomorrow means a brand new love trap. That'll happen. And we got all the money for you. So get to 997now.com. Make sure you get signed up for Big Money Minute and Secret Sound. Pay attention to what's going on there. See all the guesses. And hear that sound as often as you'd like. And hopefully, you'll win that money. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.